So, yesterday, you should agree with Dave, you spoke for quite a while, about an hour, on the life of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. He was explaining how Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, from a very early age, he received Sadhu Sangha by the mercy of his Diksha Guru, Yadunanda Acharya. He got the he was fortunate to come in contact with Srila Haridas Thakur. And due to receiving this mercy of faith, Shraddha, from Srila Yadunanda Acharya, then he had faith in Sadhu Sangha. And from his association with Srila Haridas Thakur, then he was able to hear about Sri Satchinandan Gaurahari. And he developed such an intense greed that regardless, whatever situation was blocking, that he would have to go and associate and hear from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So right in the beginning, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he's showing in his life that whatever barriers may be there, that when it comes to hearing Harikatha from the lips of bona fide sadhus, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, though he is Krishna, but he's playing the role of Sadhu Guru coming. So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, an eternal associate of Krishna, in Krishna Lila, he is Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari. So he's showing that one has to be very greedy to associate with those Vaishnavas who are very near and dear to the Lord. So Raghunath Das Goswami, upon receiving the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, receiving his mercy, instructions, first upon going to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he put him under the care of Sarup Damada. And under Sarup Damada, then he was serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the instruction is there that though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him so much mercy, but Raghunath Das Goswami, his mood of humility was such that he would not generally go directly to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he would take guidance under Sarup Damodar Goswami. Teaching is there that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's Krishna. He is Vishaya Vigraham, the object of love. And though he's in the mood of Radharani, but Sarup Damodar, who is serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Ashwaya Vigraha, the object of love. So similarly in approaching Krishna, or even approaching Guru, then it is recommended that one approach through those who are very near and dear to Guru, so that we can learn from them how they can serve the Guru. We see how those who are very intimately connected
with... At that time the Guru was present, or he was there?
Yadunanda Acharya.
Yeah.
Yadunanda Acharya, I believe, was present.
Was still present.
He was present.
Still present. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself there and himself Tamadha, like Siksha Guru. So, we can serve Siksha Guru. Without Siksha Guru, we cannot gain. So he did. In the hands of Siksha Guru, like Sarup Tamadha. He did not tell that you should go back to your Diksha Guru and take permission, then I will read. And also Sarup Damodar never told like this, that go and take permission. And he Guru Dev never told that, have you taken permission? No need of taking permission, it has been given by himself God, in belongs everywhere. So no need of taking, and it is restricting and making war, and he is forbidding, then really he is not able. Then go on.
So, under the guidance of Sri Rupa Damodar, that is explained in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, that then Raghunath Das Goswami, he performed very intimate service to the Lord. So his training, his intimate service to the Lord, this, though he's eternally associate, but he's playing the role of sadhak. He's playing the role of a devotee who is in practice, so that we can understand.
Also you can see, Raghunath Das Goswami, in all his books, somewhere he has written the name of his guru, with so honor. But everywhere he has written the name of his Shiksha Guru Rupa Goswami, everywhere. No? In all books you will see. It means he is doing offensing his Gurudev, not speaking. His Gurudev, never told like this. And any Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or any associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never told like this, that Raghunath Das Goswami had done offense in his lotus feet of his Gurudev. So you should all take lesson from all these things. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has never written the name of his Diksha Guru in Chaitanya Charitamrita or any his book. What he has written?
Rudra Sunat Padayara.
Raghunath Padayara.
Chaitanya Charitamrita Kare Krishna Das.
Always. Like Shiksha Guru. Chhoyjan Amar Shikha Guru Ji Amar. So it is not against principles of bhakti. Those who want this, actually they don't know any
Siddhant
established truth, and they are not liable to be taken as a sadguru, I think. We should follow their orders. We should not disobey the real gurus or real Vaishnava. Satam Nindam, you know? We should always fearful for Satam Nindam. Offenses towards any Vaishnava. It has not told for only Guru. Those who do survey, they make offense in the lotus feet of Vaishnava and they want to serve their Guru, it is absurd. It is opposite to Bhakti Siddhanta. Those who are serving all Vaishnava, actually, they are serving their Gurudev. So we should know all these established truths. Go on.
So, under the guidance of Srila Sri Rupa Damodar, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was serving and getting the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he became very famous and loved by all the devotees, not only in Jagannath Puri, but Bengal, all over, all the devotees of Mahaprabhu. They had so much affection. And it stated that because of his very deep humility and his very nice dealings with devotees, as he got the blessings of the devotees, then he was very successful in his bhajan. So again, it's showing that though he had great deep faith for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Rupa Damodar, but still, in dealing with all the Vaishnavas, he dealt with them very, very lovingly. So this is also very important, that we may show faith and devotion towards our Guru and those who we see and are known to be very advanced. But the success is not just to show proper reverence to Guru, but real worship to Guru is to have proper dealing with all Vaishnavas. And Raghunath Das Goswami was very exemplary in this.
I'd like to hear something from also describe something. A special characteristics of Srila Rupa Goswami.
Om Jyanti Brahmasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshuya Vritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurudev Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Srimati Bhakti Vinanta Shanti. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtacharya Sata Namo Mahavananaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namami Gaura Trishe E Krishna Paramasin Bhodina Vangvodra Vatavate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamani Vrishabhanu Pancha Kalkutu Vrishcha Kripa Sindhu Vrishcha Kripa Kritana So we have heard about the special characteristics of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. And we also understand that Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is an eternal associate both of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radhan Krishna in Nitya Lila. This great personality descended into this world out of his causeless mercy by the order of the Supreme Lord to bestow benediction upon all the fallen souls. And by his lifestyle, he demonstrated the highest level of bhakti sadhana. Srila Gurudev has described to us many times that Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he took what was given by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada in his writings, and he distilled this, he tasted this personally. He took the ingredients and he mixed these ingredients together and demonstrated what is bhakti rasa. This bhakti rasa is the very essential need of all of the bhaktas, is to taste bhakti rasa. And for this purpose, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to this world to give the highest taste of the divine mellows, the divine rasa, in the mood of the gopis of Vraj. This Vraj bhav of the gopis is what the reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to this world. So his associates demonstrated for our sake, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Sri Sri Radha and Krishna combined. And he was Krishna coming to taste what Srimati Radhika is tasting in her divine love, Unata Ujvala Rasa. But Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was demonstrating to us what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give to all the conditioned souls in this world. And he has come to give a very specific and very special taste of the highest rasa, which is Unata Ujvala Rasa Svabhakti Sriyam. And this word Sriyam is indicating the specific bhav of the gopis in Vraj. And that specific bhav is particularly the bhav of the servitors of Srimati Radhika. So this conception of Radha Dasyam, the serving mood to Srimati Radhika, was exemplified to the extreme degree by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. And in his prayers, in his writings, his Vilap Kushumanjali, in the Manasiksha, which we will be hearing from Srila Gurudev these next days, we will see how Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is directing us that how we can perform our sadhan bhajan and how we can go toward this highest goal of tasting this type of bhakti rasa. All of the acharyas in our line, they are Rupa Anuga. They are followers of Srila Rupa Goswami. And the foremost Rupa Anuga is Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. So he is the Prayojan Acharya of our disciplic line. He has demonstrated the ultimate Prayojan, the ultimate attainment for which we are engaged in this Krishna consciousness movement. So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is the eternal associate of Sri Sri Radhan Krishna, and he has also written one very beautiful prayer. That in that prayer, he has stated his Vairagya Yug Bhakti Rasam Prayatnair Apayayan Mam Anabip Samandham Kripam Budhir Yak Paradukka Dukki Sanatanastam Prabhumashrayam. He has explained this that this Vairagya Yoga Bhakti Rasam Prayatnaya, that this condition of detachment, of renunciation, Vairagya, mixed with the Bhakti Rasam, with this transcendental mellow taste of this service to Srimati Radhika, was given to him by Srila Sanatana Goswami, that he was forced to taste this, he was forced to drink this. So, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has given us the direction, and the Rupanuga Vaishnav line, they are keeping us in this direction as we try to traverse this path. And for this purpose, Srila Gurudev has come again to benedict us with his transcendentally sweet Harikatha. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Prabhu Ki.
Once there was a Brahmin. I'm telling from Quran. There was a Brahmin. He has some honor for bhakti. But he has no time to worship truly. No duties. No time to worship. One day, anyhow, Narad went, and he met with Narad. He asked that, I am not doing anything. What should I do? I have no time for worship. And there are no deities. I have no temple. Nearby, no temple. What should I do? He advised that. You have faith upon me? Yes, I have. Then I will advise you something and you will do accordingly. Take bath in morning and be seated very peacefully, alone. And you should go to Ganges, Jamuna, Godavari, Sindhu, Kaveri and all other sacred rivers and take and in golden pots, vessel, you should bring sacred water from everywhere. And you should collect by my volume, not going, not taking bath, sitting here very well. You should collect belly chameli, all kinds of very fragrant and beautiful flowers. And bring it. Also collect tulsi and wash them. Don't wash flowers. No? Never. Otherwise, if you have some wash the flowers, that flower should not be taken in worship. They should be thrown. So, we can pick up very good flowers and we should not wash. But tulsi, always take and see, it should be all right. There should be no insects. And you should wash it. Without washing, you should not use. So you should collect. And sitting here, you should build a very golden temple. Very beautiful golden temple. Very good altars, Simhasana and everything. Keep that water, golden pots, in that temple. And you should rub Malayachandan. Understand? Malayachandan and the
sandalwood.
Sandalwood. And you should take tilak. No? In 12 parts of a day. I see that some brahmacharis and matvasis and householders, they don't take it. Only anyhow here. But we should try to take it. If you are hurry at any time, you can avoid. Otherwise, no. You should take it. These are the
temples.
Temples. And Krishna dwells there. So we should try to do it. And you should chant your Guru Mantra and be prepared to worship. You should worship by that water you have brought and with Sodasa Upachar or Est 8 Upachar. So it means 16 kinds of worship. Padya, Asan, Achman, Madhuparka, oil, bathing, tila, vastra, offering,
abhushan,
abhushan,
pulmala, garland,
garlands, battlements, and naivedya,
dhoop deep,
and
chandan.
There are 16. So you can do by 9. And doing after that, that you are seeing that I am bodhing Krishna and Radhika. Narayan, he was telling me about Narayan, with separate bottles of all the rivers, my golden pores, and separate things. After that, you should change their clothes, with tilak, and do everything. First, you should take yourself. Lalate keshavam dhyay, keshavaya nama. Om Narayanaya Namah, Om Madhvaya Namah, Om Govindaya Namah, Om Vishnavaya Namah, Om Madhusudanaya Namah, Om Trivikramaya Namah, Om Vamanaya Namah, Om Sridharaya Namah, Om Shashikrishaya Kandhari. And then cut them. Damodaraya Namah, Om Keshavaya
Namah,
Vasudevaya Namah. Like this, tell me. And easy to do. All people. And then worship. You to bring a golden vessel full of madhu. Madhu, you know?
Honey.
Ghee. Shakar. Doodh. Doodh means
cow milk.
Cow milk. Cow ghee. And five things. That is called panchamrita. And with separate he used to. Om Narayanaya Namah Idam Ashnaniyam. Esa Madhuparka, Om Narayanaya Namah, Idam Ashnaniyam, Om Narayanaya. Everything. Closing his eyes and doing everything. And after that, he went to kitchen room and cooked very beautiful, scented and sweet paramanna.
Sweet rice. Delicious sweet rice.
Very good sweet rice. And get some kevada. Kevada means water. Scented water. And get some kishmish, munakka.
Raisins, nuts.
And so many things. And after that he get some pork, some ghee. And some rabadi. Rabadi, you know? Indian rabadi. He gave it. And he kept it in front of deities, Narayana. And he told that, etatha naivedyam om Narayanaya namaha. But in the meantime he thought that, oh, whether this pot is and the paran is so hot or it is normal. So he kept his hand. That. But at once, popular.
Boil.
It boils and a boil.
Blaster.
Blaster came like this. And he took his hands, finger from there. And Narayan in Vaikunth was there. And he began to laugh. Lakshmi told him, why you are laughing? I'm laughing that any devotee, sincere devotee, doing manasik puja to me. Manasik mana? By mind.
Worshipping my mind. Mental also.
And he has tested, not by one but finger, that whether it is hot or
normal.
And purple has come.
Blister has come.
He began to go. Lakshmi told that I want to see that Bhakta really, he has not given anything hot thing. There was nothing only by buying. But how it came? Papola.
Blister.
Blister. What is the meaning of blister?
Bubble.
With water. Something.
Yeah.
Like football. Not so much, but very
rascuna. Like rascuna. Like rascuna. India does good.
Then they came both and gave darshan. And Narayan told, oh, you should see Lakshmi Devi. He has some bubble. There was nothing. No hot pot, no hot
sweet rice.
Sweet rice, anything. By time he was doing. Then Lakshmi told, now what you will give to this devotee? Oh, he told that devotee, come on with me and ride on my Garuda with me and I will take you to Vaikuntha. And at once he took that devotee to Vaikuntha. This is called Manasi Puja. So, in our line, in our sampradaya, from beginning, there is very importance of this Manasi Seva. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him.
Braja Radha Krishna Manasi Seva.
Braja Radha Krishna Seva Manasi Karibe. That you should serve Krishna and Radhika, by mind, how? And who is adhikari for that? Who is qualified for this? Oh, these are special things. If anyone read this poem, if he is sincere, he will ask any Vaishnava, Gurudev, what is that Manasi Seva? Automatically. You should read anything, Chaitanya Charitamrita or anything. The books of Raghunath Das Goswami, books of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, or any Goswami, any Achar, very deeply you should want to dive very deeply. And then we should, you will realize it, that you are gaining so many things. So, what is this thing? Manasiva. I know that we are not qualified for that. But still, you can know some outline of this. And anyone can do if he is qualified for this. So for this, you should know from very origin. Those who are wandering here and there in this world, taking birth and death, suffering and sorrow in this life, always suffering. Anyhow, by the grace of Krishna, any Shobhagamanji, Bhramite Bhramite Kono Bhagamanji, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai,
Bhakti Lata Veji.
Any person who is so lucky, how lucky? Doing something in his past,
but
they have some honor for Krishna, honor for Bhakti. They don't know what is this, but yet they have some honor. So they associate with any qualified high class of Vaishnava or Madhyam Adhikari, it may be, no harm. But sincere, not duplicity, no politics, nothing of this. Sincere person, not them again. They associate with them. So, by hearing them, Shraddha comes. What is Shraddha? He gets seed in the hearts of devotees. That by serving Krishna will outcome of all these things and you will be liberated from these. And your life, this life and after life, you will be happy forever. Eternal happiness you will have. So this kinds, this seed of bhakti is this, to serve Krishna, to tendency to serve Krishna, the seed of
bhakti lata.
It outer symptoms is called sraddha. What is that? If anyone come and cut me in pieces, give me thousands and hundreds of problems, but I will never forget bhakti or the bhakti. Like Haridas Thakur, like Prahlad Maharaj, like so many devotees, they are strong bhakti. They know that if I will do Krishna bhakti, my all duties in my whole life will be done. This is called shraddha. So, to serve the tendency to serve Krishna is bhakti lata bij. And same time is that shraddha. So, generally we call shraddha bhakti. But the tendency of serving Krishna is really bhakti lata. This shraddha is of two kinds, from beginning, by hearing shastra, and obeying the shastra rules, that if you are not following, the rules are regulation. You will be always suffering. So we should serve Krishna, chant Krishna. This is one thing. This is shastra.
Sasanmai.
Shastra avadharanamai. It comes from shastra hearing. By reading shastra or by hearing shastra from any bona fide Vaishnava. I think that generally devotees are of this kind. They are shastra like this. Shastra avadharanamai. Coming from shastra. Hearing from shastra. It will not observe the rules and regulations, and we will not serve Krishna, then we will go to hell forever. And that is why he inclines to serve Krishna and to have bhakti. This is first. Secondly, there is another kind of shraddha. What is that? Lobhmayi. Lobhmayi means? What is the English translation?
Eagerness.
Huh? Eagerness. Eagerness. You know any word for this? Urukam Prabhu?
Eagerness.
Eagerness. You? Eagerness. What is eagerness?
Greed.
A greed to serve Krishna. A Vaishnava like Narada or any bona fide Vaishnava was hearing Harikatha. That Yashodama serves Krishna like his own son. Though Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, having so much affluence, six affluence in its full
extreme extent,
there is none equal to him. But yet, Yashoda man never thinks like that, that Krishna is himself Bhagavan or anything. Only his innocent child. Sometimes he rebukes Krishna, sometimes he takes and gives milk from her breast. Sometimes chastising him. Sometimes keeping him in his heart. Always loving. So, hearing all this Harikatha from Srimad Bhagavatam, he takes him in his heart that I should serve Krishna like Mother Yashoda. I should serve like Subal Sakha. Subal Sakha, Sridhan Sakha can defeat Krishna. Though he is
Supreme
Personality, having so much affluence, but Sridhan can easily and by defeated by them, Krishna always is smiling. Sometimes they embrace Krishna. Krishna also embraces them. Sometimes giving him some
remnant.
Fruits, testing, and then after that, oh, it is so sweet. And first every day. Sometimes, Madhumanga, taking anything, or Krishna taking anything, very sweet. Pakodi, you know? Pakodi?
Pakoda.
You know? What is pakodi?
What is that?
And Parvati's inner, he talks himself. And he gives chili very, very,
very, very hot, strong, hot chili.
Strong chili. And he gets deep in the mouth of
Madhumanga.
And he began to do gop, you know?
Immediate.
And when it went here, and he began to cry, oh mother, oh mother. It is so strong, it is so, and then he began to revive Krishna. But how near and dear. So I want to serve Krishna like them. I like to serve like gopis. This greed comes. And then he wants to hear more, how I can start like this. This Shraddha comes from greed and creates greed, actually. This is the qualification of Raganuga Bhajan. If there is no greed, and that Shraddha you have, it has not come from greed, you should try to serve Krishna in Bhajan Bhakti. But if, anyhow, rare, though it is rare, but by the grace of Krishna and mercy of Vaishnava, it has come. That greed, then you are qualified to follow Radhanuga Bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this greed and afterward, everything, Radhanuga Bhajan. We have not come for only Vaidhi Bhakti. So I think all you are we have all come in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if we will hear all these things, surely greed will come. If you are reading very minutely in the guidance of any qualified Rashik Vaishnava, Chaitanya Chaitamrita, and Srimad Bhagavatam, and all the books of the Gauriya Vaishnava, greed is bound to come. Surely it will come. But from the beginning you will tell that, oh, I am not qualified. You are not qualified. In one whole world there is no qualified. They have taken what? All the
daitya. Responsibility.
Responsibility that they are not bhakta, but you still they can tell, oh, anyone in this world is not
qualified.
Qualified like for they are not bound to take their suggestions. If you have come in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and hearing the Harikatha from Vaishnava, Raganuga Vaishnava, especially reading Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Rath Jatra,
Car Festival,
Rayaramanand Sambhav, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami teaching from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And especially what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has written, that greed must come. But those who have doubt, never it will come. Never. They are offenders. So I heard the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he is so merciful from my home, and I left everything and came in the Lord's feet, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarita.
Why if he will not gain that love? They must do it. So those who have greed like this, they will gradually follow the instructions of Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and gradually they will kill them. Those they have known, they will gradually follow Vedic Bhakti rules and regulations. Shramanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasivanam Vajjanam Vajjanam Dasham Kartanam. At first they will take Diksha, Harinam, Diksha, associate. Being in a nut, they will chant more, and gradually they will overcome from all kinds of nuts. Especially they should careful for ten kinds of nama prat and 32 kinds of shiva prat, dhamma prat. We should be careful. But I think if anyone has greed and shraddha, they will always be protected by these things. They will never be. But if they will associate with bad persons, having duplicity, policy, politics,
diplomacy,
and those who are reading all Vaishnavism in universities, godless universities, they are bound to fall down. So, if we are doing, we are having Vaidhi Bhakti, Shraddha, Shat Anudharna Vaidhi, then first Sadhu Sangha, then second Sadhu Sangha, and at that time Guru Diksha, and then Seva, Vishamreina Guru Seva. What is the meaning of Vishwam means Guru Seva? Serving Gurudev with
intimacy.
Very great intimacy and affection.
Like Lokik Bandhuva. Like
friends.
Material friend.
No any wall without within our their loves and affection. That's the sir. Chanting, remembering and following, then it will come that our heart will be pure. All kinds of analogy. But it's still something remains. Nishtha, at least Nishtha will come. What is Nishtha? If anyone cut me in pieces, I will never give up. I will follow Vaishnava. This Nishtha. What is the meaning of Nishtha? Nishtha. That is to
Steadiness.
But it's still something. What is this? That will be that sometimes it may be that hearing Hari Katha we may slipness may come. In Kirtan not. In dancing not. Slipness
will come.
Mahaprasadam not. But when hearing Katha and especially Dashmik Hari Katha,
philosophical process.
Bhakti Siddhan, established truth. As I say, 10 kinds of Dashmood of Bhakti Manu Thakur discovered.
10 fundamental principle.
Then we can like this. And after 2 times, and after this. This is called lie. Secondly, Dikshe. There is Nishtha, but yet it will come. What is Dikshe? We are chanting, remembering Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, I have left my voice in house, weeping. Now how is it? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. When I was coming, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, my wife asked on angry. Perhaps today she will not cook. What to do? Hare Krishna. Like so many things are there. These are called
Vikshe. Interruption.
Diversion.
Big shape. Sometime coming like obstruction. Oh, we should try to give up all these things. If you are not sincere, not hearing your Gurudev, Vaishnava, then it won't come. Let it shape. Pratipatti.
Apratipatti.
You have determined that I should chant today at least 64 now. You did it. But in the evening, you fell flat. So much headache. Cough and cold. Next day, sleeping up to 10. So, very dangerous thing. But it is not offense. There is no style, but some
weakness
or this
unable to maintain.
And also there are something more, which is Pratipatti and Kasai. Pati Kasai. Remember? What?
Taste is not coming. Some offense, but not great offense.
After that, there are so many things.
After that, Rasasvad.
Rasasvad. What is Rasasvad? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Oh, my daughters are so lovely, so beautiful. Hare Krishna. Today, I taste prasadam so well. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I will have a very fine building. Up to date, equipped with all facilities there. And I will be there. Hare Krishna. What is this?
Rasasvad. Testing material thing, doing something.
They will come, they are bound to come if you are not careful. So this is it. Really, Vishwanath Chakravarti has discovered all these things. And I think that you are knowing all these things. So it is not right to keep up all things. Especially one thing. If you are chanting and you are nishtha and you are going towards ruchi, then one thing will come. What that? That is also another. So many persons will come to you, touching your face, praying like this, and they will be very attached to you. Giving so many kinds of fruits, money, everything. And if you will taste all these things, your bhakti will be ruined. Be very careful. How it comes? It comes from upadhik bhakti, shatam bhakti. Shatam means mixed bhakti, with karmandya. It may come. Try to abhor all this. Sometimes you have done some wrong thing in your past life. You have abused anyone, insulted anyone, you have murdered anyone. That will come and you will have to test it. So don't fear from this. Tattenu kampam susu mokshavam. You should try to test it and continue your bhakti. Chanting the number. They must make up, but always there. And also, so much praise, so much everything will come. You should not dive in that. These are all anarth. You will say that, oh, so much praise is coming, so much wealth is coming, reputation is coming, all are becoming shishya. Oh, it is the mercy of Krishna. These are also anarth. We should be very careful for the. We should not think that it is the mercy of Krishna that so much wealth is coming. That wealth may come, may degrade you. So be very careful. Money, liberated soul. If coming all these things, they can use it in Krishna bhakti. But general person, ordinary person, they cannot
digest it.
And they can go in heaven. I've seen so many devotees. You can see in this form. I don't want to criticize them. But for
example,
shiksha means instruction. To make you careful and think. There are so many insurgent persons preaching in the whole world, having thousands of disciples. That throne of golden and jewels, price of that, it may be like one crore or $1 lakh collected from Japan. I have seen with Bhagwan Das. I told that, be careful, otherwise you will go to hell. And he went to hell. He left his Prabhupada and went back. So you should be always careful. And then Ruchi may come. Ruchi has two kinds. If Thakurji is decorated well, the deities are decorated well, then thousands of devotees will come. Oh, very beautiful. And they will do pranam. And if the clothes are dirty of Thakurji and not well decorated, they will come and share pranam. No. If Kirtan is doing any bona fide devotee is singing Kirtan, Kabe Gaudavane Sugadhanuta. Ha Radhe, Ha Krishna Bole. Ar Goranga Bolite Habe. He sings. But his voice is so. What?
So thick.
Then with all no Kirtan. Bogus. And in very straight sound, like.
Melodious tune. Krishna Premi.
What name?
Krishna Premi.
Krishna, that is sweet.
On harmony.
With
both tune,
mixing with guitar and veena and so many
instruments. Krishna Das or Krishna Premi?
Sometimes tears coming. Actually, that the tear is artificial, but yet it is coming to show. Oh, very good. Give him newspaper and all lakhs and lakhs devotees will come. But if a good devotee is chanting Hare Krishna, like Haridas Thakur, he has no sweet voice. He has very mota gala.
Very thick sound.
But he was chanting, and a devotee like Vaishya, and prostitute, they can so qualify Vaishnava. But if you hear lakhs and lakhs, but years and years, sweet voice of those who are not qualified Vaishnava, actually not Vaishnava. They are from Bombay studio.
Film star.
Or,
Bombay film star.
Film star.
Hollywood.
New York or England. You can hear so sweet voices. They can imitate Gauranga Bonita. They saw this melody, but no good effect. So if ornamented song, ornamented Thakurji, ornamented Vaishnava, they are very quiet here. Mota mota. And 1 kilo weight.
Chanting bead.
Very, very.
Big size chanting bead. Made from Fiji Tulsi.
It will not do anything. You should try to realize all this. Or if anyone sees that, very big tilaks and kanti mala and very big. And always doing like this.
Making so much.
He's very high class. They are cheated. So, there is Hiruchi, but he still, he wants that Thakur should be the correct.
But still he has honor for them and nishtha and going on doing. Then, if Thakurji is not decorated, if Kirtan is not ornamental, but yet he will hear that. And he will advance. After that, if it is mature, then what comes?
Asakti will come.
Now he has so much attraction for that, he cannot give up chanting, remembering and Hari Katha. A taste will come and he will hear, oh, any bona fide devotee has come and giving classes on bhakti. He will give up his all duties, jobs, and he will fly from Melbourne, some will from Perth, some from America, some from England.
Some from Holland.
So, this is, first is called Patarjabruti.
Bhajan Visaya, Asakti, Bhajan Visaya, Bhajan. Vastu Vaisishta Apekchini, Vastu Vaisishta Anapekchini.
The name is Vastu Vaisishta Apekchini. Manish, that Ruchi wants that Thakurji and Kirtan and everything should be ornamented. And after this, if it is mature, then Anapekchini. And he does not require all these things. Anyhow, anyone here, Hare Krishna, and he will be. Yes, may come. Nainam Galadashudharya, Badanam Galagadarudhaya, Gira, Pulitan, Vijitan, Bhaku, Padata, Ram, Grahani, Pavishan. Oh, Krishna, and this is death will come that I will chant Hare Krishna. And yes, automatically. My heart will be lit. This is me. And after that, asakti will come. If ruchi is mature. Asakti, without bhakti, he cannot remain without chanting. And qualified name. Qualified harikatha. These are also of two kinds. Till so much attachment in sadhan bhajan. The parts of bhajan, shramanam, kirtanam, vishnu shramanam, in all. Not so much asakti in Krishna, but after some time it may be transferred to
Krishna, bhajaniya vishnu.
Bhajaniya. First to bhajan, bhajanino, sadhan bhajan. And after that it will be transferred into
bhajaniya.
And then bhav may. What item bhava will come? As his bhava. That bhava will come from Vaikuntha. It may come from Jai Vijay, pure devotee, from Narada, from other devotees in Vaikuntha. Yeah? And if anyone following Vishuddha Rubhmai, same thing, but it is not a special thing, not like this. His asakti, his ruchi, asakti and bhav will lead him to Guru Vrindavan. He has some greed for Vatsalyaras, then he will go to Vrindavan and follow Yashoda Maiya and serve Krishna like her. If he has great for Rukmanjari, Rati Manjari, hearing the pastimes of Krishna and serving. Then gradually his nishtha, ruchi, asakti and bhav will lead him to Vrindavan. There are Shyam Kund, Radha Kund in Viraj Govardhan. And he will be here. And now he is qualified to do Manushi Seva, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told. When Raghunath Das Goswami in Association of Swarup Damodar, he told him that you should do Manushi Seva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first him, but how he will do? Who taught him? Who taught Swarup Damodar? How? What is the third?
what he has read, what he has heard from Rashik Vaishnav, how Yashoda Maiya is said, or how Gopi Das Sadhu, he will meditate. From beginning, everything, as we are trained in school and colleges for anything, especially engineering or science, doctoring, or in law. If anyone is learning law, he should go to law college and he should follow that. Day and night, also in dream, he should always remember all these laws and codes and everything. So in like manner, he will see. If he is Basal Rush, he will always hear and remember the activities of Yashoda mother, or the mother's impression. If he has great son, like Rukmanjari and all others, her activities, he will hear and he will remember all these things. So, shall we go back?
More than 7:30.
Then I should not speak more. I'll have to speak so much. So I will speak tomorrow. What I will speak, that Rupa Goswami has told. Smaranam Krishna. Smaran Jananca. Jananca asya prishtam nija samehitam tattat tatha ratascau kurjad vasam vajesa. Seva sadhak rupena sita rupena chapri. So I will tell some outline of things. And if any qualified and senior Vaishnava can take it, a little bit, even a smell of this, that very much can put and thought. I come only to help you. Just to try to develop your Krishna consciousness and your sadhak and life. I am here for 10 days or 9 days. I'll give some instructions and something outline. You should take it and keep it in your heart and go on doing and practicing like a person, gardener, protects a bee's
seed
from him, any person, qualified soap, and sits in earth, soil, gives water and proper time, and protects it. And in a few days, it will take some time, it sprouts. And again in some days, 10 days, 20 days, it comes out of earth. It is swimming, branches are coming, leaves are coming. After that, it goes up to high, mango-like mango trees, leaves, and so many plants. After 4 or 5 years, all very big trees. So many good fruits, not in one day. It may take thousands of years. And it, by the grace of Guru and Program, it may take very little time. If in one birth, or two birth, or three, or four, we can have this, we are so much fortunate. So, I come, those who are not greedy, they should follow Vaidhi Bhakti, the angs of Vaidhi, the rules and regulations. And those who are greedy, I will give some outline. and after that,